Hi there. I'm Mark Swallow, and I'm glad you are joining me for today's God Is podcast. Let's get started learning who God is. Thank you for joining me today from wherever you are and by however you listen, as we meet together coast to coast here in the United States and all the way around the world. It is good to have you here to be together again. Soon, it will be Christmas. I sincerely pray these studies in Matthew chapter 2 have been beneficial to you. If so, and as always, feel free to let me know. I will enjoy hearing from you this week. My addresses are always given at the end of our time, but here they are now. By email, which is fastest and easiest, you can reach me by sending your message to mark@godisministry.org. That's M-A-R-K @godisministry.org. By regular mail, send your note to God Is, P.O. Box 802, Winchester, Massachusetts, 01890. Winchester is spelled W-I-N-C-H-E-S-T-E-R. If you have Facebook and Instagram, visit our pages and leave a comment there. On Facebook and Instagram, we can be found by our handle, God Is Podcast. We post uplifting, encouraging, and biblical messages there several times a week, and I hope you will visit and like our pages. That's God Is Podcast on both Facebook and Instagram. If you leave a comment there, I will read it and respond. It is important that I hear from you. I am not asking you for anything other than a brief note to say you are listening and benefiting in some way from what is being taught. Thanks. Now, if you've been with us, then you know we have put the Magi under the microscope, and we have learned quite a bit about them. All of what has been said is available as a free podcast from godisministry.org, so do take advantage of those. Knowing what we now know about the Magi, their beliefs and practices, and the place in the East from which they came, taking all of that into consideration, it must strike us how remarkable it is to find that these Magi have come to worship the one born King of the Jews, who is Jesus Christ. Magi, from which we get our words magic and magician. Magi, those who practice the God-forbidden practices of astrology, the occult, sorcery, divination, magic, and black magic? How could spiritual darkness such as that trek all the way from Parthia, Persia to Palestine so they could worship the light of the world, the Lord Jesus? Well, that kind of change of heart seems impossible to understand unless God intervened and intentionally changed their hearts. Magi, these most learned of men, the intellectuals, the scientists and mathematicians and philosophers and academics, the writers and readers and the religious elite of their day, how is it these men of great mental power and sophistication will admit their humility, will admit what they do not know and cannot understand, and will bow before a baby who they accept to be king? Well, that kind of change of mind seems impossible to understand unless God intervened and intentionally changed their minds. I am reading Matthew chapter 2, verses 1 and 2. I know you know it by now. I'm getting it back at the center of your mind. Now, after Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, in the days of Herod the king, Magi from the east arrived in Jerusalem, saying, "Where is he who has been born King of the Jews? For we saw his star in the east and have come to worship him." Then, down in verse 11 of Matthew chapter 2, Matthew says, "They," the Magi, "fell to the ground and worshiped him," him being Jesus. I believe this is exactly what God did. By the power of his Holy Spirit, he chose these specific magi to be worshipers of his son, Jesus Christ. And as a result, the magi came seeking God, and when God gave them the star of Christ, they were ready, body, mind, and spirit, to set out on their long journey to Jerusalem. I have Jeremiah chapter 29 and verse 13 always in mind when I think about these magi. In Jeremiah 29:13, God says, "You will seek me and find me when you search for me with all your heart." Next, Lord willing, we are going to talk about his star that guided these wise men. But let me just say here that the Magi recognized that God was guiding them with the star. And isn't it interesting that God gave astrologers a star? God adapts his revelation to certain people in one way and others in another way. He gave these astrologers a star. He gave the shepherds angels. And he gave the Jews prophecy. We find each of these in the Christmas stories from Matthew and Luke. God knows what we need. God knows all of us better than we know ourselves. He knows how to compel us to him. Well, W.H. Griffith Thomas, in his book Outline Studies in Matthew, writes in a compelling way about the motivation of the Magi. He says, quote, "They sought truth with perseverance, fully conscious of the journey that would involve time, distance, expense, and difficulty. And this reminds us that conversion of intellect may not be immediate. Wise of every age must seek if they would find, and in seeking intellectual satisfaction, find much. But sudden spiritual change among them is rarer than among the ignorant, because mental power has tendency to self-sufficiency and true lack of humility." Unquote. I love that because it is true. Remember what I said recently, the Magi traveled a good long distance to get to Jerusalem. It took them many months, but they thought the sacrifice worth it to get the truth about God found in Jesus. Griffith Thomas then correctly says that for people of great intellect, when they find Christ, they always find great satisfaction. All of their curiosities are satisfied when they accept Christ as their Lord. But Dr. Griffith Thomas is also correct to say that sudden spiritual change is rare among the intellectual elite because there is not within them the humility required of faith in Jesus as Lord. I enjoy people of great intelligence. I'd like to see their brain power at work. As you know, I am located very near Boston, Massachusetts, here in the States, and I grew up here before moving to Asia and living there a long time. Well, here in Boston, we have many outstanding universities, Harvard, MIT, that stands for Massachusetts Institute of Technology. We have Boston University, Tufts, Northeastern, Boston College, and Brandeis, to name a few. Boston is full of people of high intelligence. The Magi would fit in well here. Yet this city and surrounding area is very godless. Christians are a minority here. I feel as though we live in the bastion of neo-paganism. But we commit ourselves to fulfill Christ's great commission here. We share the good news of the gospel with these men and women of immense brain power. We pray for them. We live as Christ will have us live before them. And if we will be patient with their objections and even with their humiliations of us, we will find that for some of these God has called, and they will surrender to his calling and purpose in their lives. They will become Christians, and we can disciple them. I really do believe this. Friends, do not give up on the people you know who are smarter than you. They're too smart for their own good. Walk beside them in such a way that you make God and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ appealing to them. Our friend W.H. Griffith Thomas also had this insight as we return to the Magi in Matthew. He said, "They came in an attitude of reverence to worship and not to criticize or argue as intellectuals too often do." Now, that is very insightful. Have you had the experience of talking with someone of superior mind and you try and tell them about Jesus and his salvation and boy, this person or persons turns aggressive on you? How dare you offend their brilliance by suggesting they are in need as much as you are for the Savior? They begin to present you with objections to Christianity. They turn on that savvy intelligence and pour it all over you. Soon you begin to feel stupid and you regret that you have not studied Christian apologetics so that you can adequately answer everything being thrown your way. It might even be this is what you are faced with at Christmas. Are these people in your family and will be around your dinner table? Well, let the text in Matthew 2 verses 1 and 2 encourage you. As long as the intelligent ones you know who reject Christ are still living, God may yet save them despite their genius. Depend on the Holy Spirit to give you the timing and the words to repeat for them the gospel. Christmas is an excellent time to set the record straight on who Jesus is. You may even pass along to them what you have just learned about the Magi, the most learned of their time, and show them how they bowed in reverence to worship the baby who is born King of the Jews and King of the Gentiles. Jesus Christ is King of all people. Well, speaking of Jesus, we will meet him again in the Bible next time. Please be with us as we soon come to Christmas, knowing that Christ the King is born. I'll meet you again next time because God is. Thank you for listening to this God Is podcast. Drop me an email and tell me what you think. mark@godisministry.org. That's mark@godisministry.org. Please do share this with others and be sure and join me for the next one.